Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Today's episode will be quite different because my guest wasn't too comfortable in speaking in English, but since he's such a special person that is doing some amazing things in the world, I wanted to interview him and I wanted to get some of the things that he's doing right and share them with you. He is from my country, Romania, and he's the most viral content creator. That means that the content that he creates gets to a lot of people. Some of the videos that he created along with his team got to all of the population here in Romania. We're almost 20 million and he had almost 20 million views. He was able to influence people to go and vote in a very clever way. He's doing sketches and some quality in entertainment. But what made me curious about him and his way of thinking was the fact that he mentioned the book Magic from Rhonda Byrne. He said in one of his vlogs that it's his favorite book and that he is a big believer in the power of gratitude. He has been brought up in a family of math teachers, and he said that he likes mathematical formulas for things in life. And by reading Magic, he found such a formula. And it's quite simple. Bring more gratitude and you will get more money, friends, love, health, whatever you want. And even though he plays the role of a fool in many of the sketches that he does, he is a very smart person and very knowledgeable about the human psychology. And in our conversation, he shared 17 ideas about gratitude and life that got him to where he's at right now, with the power of influencing almost a whole country. We did the interview in Romanian and I kept thinking for a while how I can bring his ideas to you in the best way possible. I was thinking about translating the whole interview or translating at least his part, but I believe that it's much more interesting if we look into the essence of what he spoke about and we talk a little bit about it together. So let's explore these 17 ideas about gratitude from Romania's most viral content creator, Mircea Bravo. The first one is don't compare. Instead of comparing, Mircea urges us to get to know ourselves better, find out what are our strengths, and focus on them rather than comparing ourselves with other people. The second one is quite interesting because he is a great example of it. It's accepting your flaws and using them to your advantage, not trying to be perfect. This is an amazing idea because he's actually doing it. Like, he knows his flaws and he's not ashamed of them. He puts them out there and he's very open about them. And actually this makes him a very lovable character here in Romania. Like, people can really relate to him. And he's not the kind of person, like, even though he's well known, like everyone knows him here, he's very down to earth and he knows his flaws, he accepts his flaws, and he's really using them to his advantage. And another idea that has to do with this part that he mentioned is to stop trying to fix everything about yourself and accept and appreciate the good things. For instance, one of the things that he says about himself is the fact that he knows that he has a fool's face. And instead of trying to hide that one way or another, he is actually using that in his sketches, and that makes him much more relatable. And people, interestingly enough, just love him more. So not all of the flaws that we have need to be fixed. Some are enough if we accept them and we use them in a way that's actually helpful for us. The third idea that he shared is that humbleness is important while being successful to keep being grateful. He always tries to be aware of the interactions that he has. He tries to be aware of his fans and appreciating his interactions, because when you're a public person, when everyone knows you, it can be difficult at times to be all the time in a good mood and in a mood when you want to interact with other people and be nice to everyone. But one of the things that I really appreciate about him is the fact that whether or not he's able to do this all the time, he is trying to be aware of the blessings that he has in his life, of the blessed position in which he is, and he does his best to appreciate it. The fourth idea that he shared is to learn to enjoy more, because in that way you will get more. And he gave a beautiful example about money. The fact that we get used to the amount of money that we are earning, and it's up to us to learn to enjoy it more if we want more. It's one of the ideas that you can also find in the abundance course that I've put together for you. And he really knows what he's talking about, because there are some people, great artists or content creators, that just don't know how to monetize. They just don't know how to create an abundant living out of what they're doing. But he's also able to do that, and he managed to create an abundant living for himself and for his team. And he said that the way he was able to attract more money and more business is by appreciating what he already had, by appreciating and enjoying the money he had already. The fifth idea that he shared is that to be successful, you need to have some crazy dreams, but also gratitude for the moment. And that it's very important not to lose the present moment, because as he says it, it's the best moment we have. So even though he has some crazy dreams, some big dreams, he stays grounded by being grateful for the moment. The sixth idea basically continues the fifth one, because it states that if we have a habit of being in the future, we will still be in the future even in the moment when that particular wish that we had becomes a reality. He said that if we want 1 million fans, and we're always focusing on the fact that we want 1 million fans, when we will be there, we will still be in the future, wanting something else, something more. And that's why it's important to be grateful now. The seventh idea is about the fact that life would be boring if it were just positive, and that it's important for us to accept that it's both positive and negative. And by accepting this, he was able to create some amazing sketches that were relatable. And of course, like always, he also made them funny, entertaining. But he used those negative experiences that we all had, and he turned them into something positive. The eighth idea that he shared is that when we have a problem in an area of our life, it's actually an opportunity to bring gratitude there. And I believe that's such a wonderful perspective. What he basically says is that any problem can be turned around into an opportunity, and gratitude can help us with that. The next thing that he does that I think it's wonderful, and it's an idea worth sharing, is the fact that he fasts as a way of appreciating food more. He said that after a while, if we do something on and on, like eating, we tend to appreciate it less and less. And that once we fast for a while, and afterwards we eat, we appreciate that food much more.
Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart Keto Protein Plus to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
And he likes to do these kinds of experiments with himself, and I think they are very powerful, because if you haven't been eating for a while and you get to eat something, that food tastes so much better and we appreciate it so much more. And the 10th idea that is related is the fact that contrasting experiences make us more grateful. And for instance, to appreciate the comfort that he has more, he's taking cold showers. When everything is warm and cozy for a long time, it's harder for us to see it, it's harder for us to appreciate it. But when we do something like this, like a cold shower that's uncomfortable, it gives us the kind of contrasting experience that helps us appreciate our comfort more. The 11th idea that he shared with us is the fact that we should treat gratitude and working on gratitude as we would treat working out at the gym, learning a foreign language, or something that yields benefits similar to other skills in which we invest. I think this idea is, again, brilliant. We invest so much time and energy in different skills, skills we might not even use much, and we don't take investing in something like life skill that gratitude is more seriously. He says that if we really want to try something out, we should try it for at least 3 months. At least this is how he does it. He tries something new for at least 3 months after seeing whether or not it's working for him. I think it's a very mature way of seeing the world and seeing things, because it takes time to get results, to get benefits from the things that we're doing. And if we give up too early, we think that this is not working. This is not working for me. But if we give things enough time, they can get us some amazing results. But he also states that it's very important to find a recipe that works for you. If you want to work on cultivating gratitude as a habit, do it in your own way, in a way that works for you, in a way that works for your schedule, in a way that works for your style, and that will make it easier for you to keep this habit. The 12th idea has to do with appreciating our organs when they hurt. I absolutely loved how he put it, and I would have loved if the interview was in English so that I could actually have him say the story. He mentioned the story when he was in pain, his liver was hurting. And I don't know how he found his inner resources to do this, but he was actually thinking about all of the things that his liver did for him. All of the unhealthy foods that he ate, the drinks that he had, he was appreciating his liver for supporting him and putting up with him through so much. Isn't this a great perspective? It would be great to appreciate our body and the fact that it works almost perfectly, almost all of the time. But we could at least show appreciation to parts of our body that ache, realizing how much we may put them through in different ways, and appreciating the fact that, like I said, they work perfectly most of the time. The first of the last 5 ideas that he shared is that we can at least appreciate our freedom. And one of the things that he does is walk around the city, and he appreciates the fact that he's able to walk freely, that he doesn't have to think about getting robbed or getting shot or bombs falling like it is in other places in the world. He's simply appreciating the freedom of being able to walk in the city without any kind of danger. And he also shared the formula that he uses when he is grateful. It goes something like this. I feel sincerely grateful that I have 1.5 million fans because I can reach all of Romania with my ideas. I feel sincerely grateful that I have $20,000 because I can see the world and explore different cultures. And this second idea is very important. The fact that you have some money can have different meanings for you. If you just have the money for the sake of it, it's not much. It's not something that makes you very, very grateful. But if you think about the fact that you can see the world and explore different cultures, which is something that you value, it automatically makes you more grateful for that sum of money. This is the example that he gave, the fact that he is more grateful about the money and he realizes the freedom and the opportunities that sum of money gives him. Another thing that he realized is that we tend to appreciate things when we lose them, whether it's a person or opportunities or other things in life. And the question he likes to ask is, how can I appreciate this particular thing without losing it? How can I appreciate my parents without losing them? How can I appreciate the people in my life without losing them? How can I appreciate the things that I have, the influence that I have, without losing it? And I believe that's a really wise perspective, and it's a really great question for us all to ask. How can we appreciate the things in our life and the people in our life without having to lose them? And he also shared with us some ideas on what we can do when we feel bad. He says that we should write 10 gratitudes, read them and feel them, and at the end say, I'm grateful for the gratitude I've been able to experience. Isn't this amazing? Appreciating the fact that you were able to feel that gratitude. It's really a beautiful way of ending a gratitude session. Helps you be aware of the fact that you were able to feel this gratitude and experience it. And the last idea that he shared is that at the end of the day, he likes to ask himself, what was this day's best emotion? What was the best emotion that I was able to live today, to experience today? We experience a whole range of emotions each day, whether we are conscious of them or not. And I believe the beauty of this question is that it helps us go to sleep with that best emotion that we lived in that day. And that actually makes our brain think that this is the summary of the day, that this is how this day went, or this is the emotional conclusion of the day. So what was your best emotion from today? Take your time to identify it and to really feel it, really live it once again. Let me know if you've enjoyed this kind of episode. I am thinking of creating more episodes of this kind, getting ideas from amazing people and sharing them with you in this kind of solo episode. Have an amazing rest of your day. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse. That's georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse to join me now.